Sairam children, we are here as always to be with you on Children's Hour on Radio Sai.
Sairam children, let me join Ganesh in welcoming all of you. Oh, it's yet another special week and you will find out why as the program progresses.
Oh, so Prem, Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, walaikum assalam. How come you chose to greet me this way today, Ganesh?
There's a good reason for that, Prem. And by the way, children, do you know what it means to greet this way? It is a means of greeting in Arabic, which means peace be upon you.
And what I said is a response. That means peace be upon you too.
And this is the way Muslims greet each other. And really, how much better than saying hi and hello?
Oh yes, instead of just waving our hand and saying hi, we wish and pray for peace and happiness for the other person. Definitely better.
But children, you're still wondering why this greeting today? And that's because today is a very special and auspicious day, children.
Okay. Now I understand why you wished me so. Assalamu alaikum. Because children, today, the holy month of Ramzan, or what you call Ramadan, which is very special for Muslims, begins today.
Yes, children. Ramzan is a very special for our Muslim brothers and sisters all across the globe. So, join us in wishing all of them a happy and holy Ramzan month.
And do you know, Ganesh, why this month is considered special?
I actually do know. But Prem, you should say why it is special too. And some of our children might not even know about this.
Oh, sure, Ganesh, I will. Children, you all must be knowing what the Quran is, right? It is the holy book of the Muslims. It is believed that it was revealed by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and all the words of God were compiled by his followers to form the holy book of Quran after the death of Muhammad, peace be upon him.
And the entire Quran was received in the cave of Hira, which is about 3 kilometers from Mecca. Wondering what has all this got to do with Ramzan? Well, Muhammad, peace be upon him, received the words of God during this holy month of Ramzan or Ramadan.
Yes, children. It happens to be the 9th month of the Islamic calendar too. And do you know what our Muslim brothers and sisters do during this holy month? They keep a fast for the entire month.
How can anyone fast for 30 days? Is that what you are wondering? No, children. It's a fast they maintain between sunrise and sunset, which means during the entire day they don't eat or drink anything. They take food only after sunset, after they finish their prayers.
And it is no simple thing to maintain this fast for a whole month, children. It calls for a lot of self-control. And that is the very purpose of this fast.
Oh, that's a very important point, children. Self-control and self-discipline. Different religions may have different practices and rituals, but the principles are the same. We should have love for God. That love should be expressed as care and concern for those around us.
In maintaining a dignified life of discipline. That is why Baba would say, there is only one religion, the religion of love. Once we have love in our heart, everything else will be taken care of.
And that is why people from different religions would come to Swami and live so harmoniously together. Because though they came from different religions, they were united by their love for Swami.
You remember, Ganesh, once we had a little boy from Iran who chanted verses from the Quran?
Oh yes, why not? Not only the verses from Quran, but also he could chant the Vedas. Children, this happened during the festival of Eid al-Fitr. We'll play a small clip of that particular program. Listen how sweetly this boy recites.
Mubarak, what is your name and from where are you coming?
Satya. I'm from Iran.
Brothers, do you see here Satya? He is from Iran and he has been to Parthi only 4 times. Satya, could you chant some verses from the Quran for us?
Yes. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. Fama atraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Tanazzalu al-mala'ikatu war-ruh fiha bi'izni rabbihim min kulli am. Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Sadaqallahu al-aliyyul azim.
Beautiful. Satya, you see here all these boys, every evening they chant divine incantations and they are called Vedas. Have you heard of Vedas?
Yes.
Can you chant some Vedas for us?
Yes. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahano Vunattu Savidyankaravavai Tejasvinavaditamastuma Vitrishavai Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Adhavirjo Avai Narayano Kamaitada Prajastra Jeti Narayanat Prano Chayate Manasarvendriyanicha Kamvayu Chodhira Prativi Vishvasya Dharini Narayanat Brahma Chayate Narayanat Rudro Chayate Narayanat Indro Chayate.
How sweetly
he recited the verses from the Quran.
Mm.
And equally well he chanted passages from the Vedas.
See children, if you have pure love for God in your heart, you will understand that God is one. And that be it Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, Jews, Jains, Sikhs or Parsis, they all are brothers and sisters. praying. Do you know what is the praying procedure followed by the Muslims called?
You mean the namaz?
Yes. And do you know that there are 7 different postures involved in doing the namaz?
Oh, I knew there were a few, but didn't know there were 7. And it is so beautiful to see when thousands of people do namaz together, isn't it?
Yes. But do you know that each one of these postures is similar to a asana?
Oh, I have heard that before. When they sit on the floor, it is Vajrasana. When they bow down, it is Shashankasana, and so on.
Not bad, Prem. You are right.
Thank you.
See how they have incorporated a prayer and an exercise that is very good for the health of the body.
Just like the Surya Namaskar that we do, isn't it? And children, wondering why we went from Ramzan to Surya Namaskar and now Yogasanas?
Because, children, the next important event of this week we are going to talk about is coming up this Sunday. It is the first International Yoga Day.
Yes, children. The United Nations has declared 21st June as the International Yoga Day.
And I'm sure all of you know about yoga. If you don't, it is one of the ancient contributions to the world from India.
Though yoga is very complex, 2 aspects of it, that is asanas and pranayama, have become very, very popular all throughout the world.
Asanas are the various postures one forms while sitting, standing, lying or stretching. These are very good for health, children. And there are specific asanas for specific health problems too.
And pranayama is the technique of breath control. And there are so many types just in pranayama, children. Performing pranayama every day can give you a long and healthy life.
Practicing pranayama and asanas regularly will keep you fit, healthy, and your skin glowing, and also your mind cheerful and calm, children.
You don't believe us, isn't it? Even our doctor is saying just that. Yes, children, today Dr. Lata Shree is going to talk to us about the benefits of yoga. Come, let us listen to her and let us do this in celebration of the Yoga Day that is coming.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our ever-present Lord. Sai Ram children, from this year onwards, the 21st of June every year is going to be celebrated as the International Day of Yoga. Yoga is a great gift and contribution of our country to the world. Yoga provides a holistic approach to health and well-being. The World Health Organization defines health like this. Health is a state of complete physical, mental, social and spiritual well-being and not merely an absence of disease or infirmity. So in this context of overall well-being, the practice of yoga gains utmost importance because yoga aims at promoting good health, preventing diseases, and it also helps to manage certain chronic, especially lifestyle related diseases in a very effective way. The word yoga arises from the root yuj, which means to yoke or join. As the name itself indicates, yoga helps in union and harmony of the body, the mind and the spirit. All the 3 are addressed at the same time by the practice of yoga. Medical research in recent years has uncovered many health benefits offered by the regular practice of yoga. Some of these benefits are, yoga is very helpful in developing physical fitness to keep the joints, the muscles and the bones in a very fit condition. It tones up all the muscles in the body and increases the flexibility of the joints. So it is very good for our musculoskeletal health. That is why it is used effectively in the treatment of chronic backaches, chronic joint pains and also neck pain. It reduces excess fat in the body, so it gives proper shape and contour to the body, so it helps us to remain fit and trim throughout. It increases the power of concentration and also enhances our memory. It improves blood circulation to all the parts of the body, and it also helps in eliminating waste products and toxins. It keeps the skin supple, soft and glowing. So you can see it is helpful in the overall health of each and every organ in the body. It is good for the heart and the blood vessels, and also for the lungs and all the respiratory organs. That is why it is especially very helpful in the management of respiratory diseases like sinusitis and bronchial asthma. It reduces the blood sugar and triglyceride levels in the body. So it is very useful to successfully manage diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity, chronic migraine headaches and also hyperacidity. Yoga reduces depression, fatigue and anxiety, so it helps us to remain calm and composed, and it is very helpful in relieving stress. Medical science has recognized that stress plays a very vital role in triggering not only emotional disorders in us, but also physical disorders related to the heart, the lung, the brain, the nervous system and hormone regulation in the body. So regular practice of yoga by removing stress helps in controlling stress-related diseases, which are known as the psychosomatic diseases, which are nothing but mind-related bodily ailments. Along with yoga, the practice of pranayama regularly is also very beneficial. Prana means life force and ayama means expansion. Pranayama is nothing but a set of breathing exercises which helps in expansion of the lung, movement of the diaphragm, so it is especially beneficial in managing respiratory diseases like bronchial asthma. And not only this, Swami says we are able to have breath control by doing regular pranayama. When we observe our breath closely, then according to Swami, the mental chatter that is going on in the mind decreases and we are able to attain mind control as well through regular breathing exercises. Animals like dogs, which have a short lifespan, have very high respiratory rate. Breathing is faster in these animals compared to those animals like crocodiles and elephants, which breathe slowly and their lifespan is also more. So regular practice of pranayama and breath control slows down the respiratory rate and helps us in longevity also. So children, it is very good and beneficial to begin the practice of yoga from a very young age, and even 20 minutes of yoga every day will give excellent results and improves overall health. And there are specific yogasanas for specific ailments, and these can be learnt and practiced according to the need. But learn yoga from a trained, qualified yoga expert and do it regularly and consistently without giving any excuses. So if you are not doing yoga, start learning yoga from this year's International Yoga Day to enjoy good health and longevity. Jai Sai Ram.
Children, so are you all inspired to learn and practice yoga? You just give it a try, children. You will see how it helps you in all ways.
We don't realize it, children, when our body is healthy and fit, our mind calms down automatically. See, yoga was born in India. It was given to us by a great sage called Patanjali. But people outside India have recognized its worth and adopted it. But we are forgetting it.
You know, children, sages and saints in the past would live for many, many years. Some even for 300 to 400 years. And one of the reasons was the practice of yogasanas and pranayama.
Yes, children. To take good care of the body is very important for living a happy life, to serve others and also to worship God.
And this we will do if we consider our body to be a gift from God. And today's story is about one such pious man who considered everything as a miracle of God and so was able to be grateful for everything he had.
And when you are grateful for all that you have, children, you will automatically be happy always. So over now to Sumana Madam for the story of this week.
Narayan, Narayan. Sairam children, any guesses whom are we going to listen about? Yes, you are right. It is about the great sage Narada. He had the power to travel and appear anywhere at any time. Sage Narada spent his time traveling throughout the universe, singing the glory of his Lord Vishnu. One day, the sage happened to visit a simple illiterate cobbler. Maybe there were lessons to be learnt. This cobbler lived a very ordinary life. He was simple, but very honest. He was a very poor man and worked hard to support his family. And he was very devoted to the Lord Vishnu. The cobbler lived by the side of a large banyan tree. This banyan tree's main trunk was huge, and smaller trunks which hung down from its branches to put out fresh roots surrounded it. The tree was very old, and with all its prop roots, it looked like a mini forest in itself. Now the cobbler was very happy to receive Sage Narada. After welcoming him with due respects, he ventured to ask, "Respected sage, have you recently seen Lord Vishnu?" "Yes," Narada said. "I have just been with Lord Vishnu, and he has sent me to see you." The cobbler was amazed that the great Lord Vishnu, whom he worshipped, had sent Sage Narada to him. No one important had ever come to see him. He wondered, "I am only a poor shoemaker. What possible interest could Lord Vishnu have in me?" So out of curiosity, he asked the sage, "Why did Lord Vishnu want you to see me?" Narada replied, "Perhaps the Lord thought you might have some questions to ask." "Questions?" The cobbler was taken unaware. The great sage Narada himself had come to answer his questions. Of course, he did have questions from time to time, but now, with this unique opportunity, his mind went blank. In that confusion, he could not think of anything. Suddenly, the cobbler thought of one simple question and asked, "What was Lord Vishnu doing when you saw him?" "Oh, the Lord was busy threading an elephant through the eye of a needle," Narada replied mysteriously, to test his faith. threading an elephant through the eye of a needle? The cobbler was surprised, and after much thought he replied, "Well, one thing is for sure. Only Lord Vishnu could do that." Narada was amused at the cobbler's simplicity and faith. He hadn't expected him to believe it. The sage himself didn't believe that Lord Vishnu could really do that task. It was impossible. Now he asked the cobbler, "Do you really believe that Lord Vishnu can thread a huge elephant through a tiny hole of the needle?" A little taken aback at Narada's lack of faith, the cobbler responded, "Why? Cannot Lord Vishnu do that? Nothing is impossible for my Lord Vishnu. This world is full of his miracles. He makes the sun rise each day. He makes the wind blow. He makes the river flow. And the trees and the flowers grow. Everything is so perfect in the creation in its own place." Then picking up a fruit from beneath the banyan tree, the cobbler explained to Sage Narada, "Oh Sage, look at this. There are thousands of these little fruits that fall off this banyan tree. And in each of these fruits, you will find there are hundreds of little seeds. And into each of these little seeds, if my Lord Vishnu can squeeze an entire banyan tree, surely the Supreme Lord can thread a huge elephant through the eye of a needle. O sage, one day, as I lay under this banyan tree, I too was doubtful about the wisdom and capacity of the Lord. How come God decided that this huge banyan tree should bear such tiny fruits? And just look at the bulky watermelon fruit. It is borne by this weak creeper that cannot even bear its own weight and stand erect. Very strange is this logic of Lord." Thus wondering, I fell asleep under the tree. And when I woke up, I was covered with the fallen fruits of the banyan. That moment, it struck me about the wisdom and impossibility of creation made possible by the Lord. Had the banyan tree really have fruits huge like the watermelon, God save me, I would have been crushed under their weight as I slept beneath. Hearing the wisdom of the cobbler's words, Narada had to admit that what he said was true. He realized that this man was not a simple man he had thought he was. But this cobbler was very wise because he could see in everything the hand of Lord. We witness and experiences creation through this wonderful machine called the human body. That in itself is so wonderful. Children, we should learn to treasure this gift by proper care. Meet you next week. Let me end the story with a loving Saira.
Hope you all enjoyed that story, children. What do we learn from that story?
That God's wisdom is supreme and He knows best. Sometimes we may wonder why this is happening to me. Why I had to fall down and why I had to hurt myself. Why am I not a good singer like that boy or girl?
Whenever you get such thoughts, remind yourself that God always knows best. We may or may not understand, but God knows best and does the best for us.
All right, children, it's time for your most favorite part of the program. Well, I don't know if it's your most favorite, but it's definitely our favorite part of the program.
Yes.
A conversation with a kid.
And being the holy month of Ramzan, what a beautiful coincidence that our guest is from the Middle East. He is from Bahrain.
So over now to this conversation I had with this little child from Bahrain. It's quite interesting, children. Let's listen. Saram, children, join me in welcoming this week's guest to our Children's Hour. We have Sabrish. Saram, Sabrish.
Saram, uncle.
And Sabrish is from?
Bahrain.
Sabrish is from Bahrain. So how old are you, Sabrish?
I am 11 years.
11 years old. So that's in, you're going to the 7th standard.
Yeah.
Right, so what are your interests other than studies? You're good at studies?
Yeah.
You like going to school?
Yeah.
So what's your favorite subject?
Maths.
You like maths?
Yeah.
Generally, children are scared of maths. You never were scared of maths?
No.
You always enjoy doing maths?
Yeah.
What's interesting about maths?
It's the multiplication tables. That when we calculate, it's like an interesting fact in our mind. It's like coming to our mind in a big way. So I love it.
Okay, compared to maths, how much do you like history?
History? No, I don't like it.
Why? History is difficult?
History is difficult because remembering the years and all.
Okay. Names, years. So you like subjects which are more analytical.
Yeah.
Which have to think more.
Yeah.
So what about sciences?
Science also I like.
I like sciences. So what's your favorite science? You like life sciences or you like physics, chemistry?
Life sciences.
Life sciences. So what's the most interesting thing about biology?
Biology. I mean,
when you learnt, you felt, oh, it was so nice to know this. I never knew this before.
About the animals.
Okay.
The plants.
So, anything particular you felt?
Yeah, because about the animal amoeba was my, like, very interesting. From that only I started loving biology. Because with a single cell, it's like operating the full body.
So, we wondered why we need so many cells. So, we can go back to a single cell.
Yeah.
Alright. So, I presume you go to Balvikas?
Yeah.
So, how many years have you been going to Balvikas?
From Rose Group, that is like from 5 years.
You've been going for 6 years now?
Yeah.
So, what? How different is going to Balvikas than going to school? Do you have
Balvikas
the same children?
Balvikas is about education with human values. That's the most interesting thing.
But of course, you don't learn science in Balvikas, right?
No, I don't. Not that type of education. Like, you have to do this. Like, the right way to follow in the life. All the five values, the Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, Ahimsa.
But is there anything that you learnt in Balvikas that you could actually do in your school?
Following truth with my friends, teachers, everybody.
Like, do you have an example? See, it's difficult, no? Like, let's say your teacher's given you a homework.
Yeah.
And let's say for some reason you've not done it.
Yeah.
The next day teacher comes and asks, who all have not done your homework?
Yeah, I'll raise my hand, of course.
And let's say the teacher is not going to check. So if you say that I've not done it, she's not going to come and check.
Yeah.
So that time will you say that you've done it or you've not done it?
That time, I have to think because teacher didn't ask her, it's a good opportunity for me to escape like thing.
So?
So I'll not say.
So you'll not say. So is that the right thing to do?
But if it's that time only I'll not say. But if mostly teacher checks, so that time I'll say.
So it's more like you're just trying to be in the safer side. So how is it following truth then?
With my friends, whatever happens in the home, everything I'll share with my friends.
Mm-hmm. So what is the value of being so truthful?
You get peace.
In what way? How do you get
no,
peace?
No, if you say lies or something like that, it'll be torturing you the whole night when I'll not get a good sleep.
You felt that way?
Yeah.
That's nice actually, because that's what Swami says, no? It's easier to speak the truth than to tell a lie and keep thinking about it. And you have to think of other lies to protect this lie.
Yeah.
You have any siblings, brothers, sisters?
Brothers.
How many?
One.
So how truthful are you with your brother?
Brother, he fights with me, I also fight with him.
That's okay. A little bit of fighting is fine. Right? So,
yeah.
What's your ambition? What do you want to become
scientist.
When you grow up? I want to become a scientist. Scientist is like, it's a huge umbrella.
Yeah.
So what scientist do you want to be? What you want to do research? You want to be a teacher?
Research.
You like teaching?
No, teaching I don't like, but research like doing, finding something new like thing.
Okay. At school do you have a favorite teacher?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Sheba teacher, my physics teacher, my class teacher.
Okay, what makes a teacher a favorite?
She's so
favorite
sweet.
In what sense?
No, if he in our class, everybody is like talking.
Okay.
So she will not shout. How much ever we will talk, she will not shout.
That means she's not being a good teacher. She's not able to keep the
for
set class silent.
For us, she's a good teacher.
So which means, see, from the principal's point of view.
When we students see that whenever we shout also, she's saying, okay, no problem. Then we get
you
silent.
Feel guilty.
Yeah.
And you become silent.
Yeah.
So comparatively, other teachers are more strict. So you think it's a better way to bring discipline? Rather than shouting
no,
and
sweet.
Punishing.
This is a better way.
This is a better way.
For us.
You're sure your class is silent because she's being sweet?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
So do you tell that to the other teachers?
Yeah.
No, we don't say, sorry. You don't say that.
Yeah, we don't say.
So when, if at all you become a teacher, you'll be a teacher like your Shiva ma'am or?
Yeah, Shiva ma'am. Of course, but I cannot control my senses like that. Like
so what does it take to be a person like that? Have you ever observed your teacher and have you wondered how is that she's so calm? How is that she's so
peaceful? Yeah, she's controlling her thoughts, I think. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. How she, so if you were to become a person like that, let's say you might not become a teacher,
yeah.
Let's say you become a scientist.
Of then course, I'm going Bali because I am trying to control my senses. Like
that. Okay, so you become a scientist and
yeah.
You know you'll have a team with which you'll have to work.
Mm.
So you'll have difficult people to handle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Not all will be truthful,
not all will
be straightforward.
We have to, like my Sheba teacher, I will be truthful to my workers or somebody who's doing like serving me and helping me, I'll be truthful to them. I think they will also be truthful to me.
So even if they're not?
I don't know if they're not. I believe that they will be.
So eventually they might come around. Right? Initially they might.
Yeah.
They might.
Yes.
Otherwise you're going to pick a team of scientists, all who have done Balvikas. That's not quite possible.
Maybe because most of the people don't like to be a scientist for something. I don't
know. Okay. What about your brother? What does he want to become? Has he ever told you?
No, he's just first standard. He's like always playful.
He's never thought of
no.
What he's going to become. Okay.
Mostly he likes cricket.
Mm-hmm.
So cricket player is his ambition, I think.
So you play cricket?
No, with just a small ball and bat, I'll play with him.
But do you follow cricket? Do you like the game of cricket?
Yes.
Do you follow sincerely?
Yeah. Not sincerely because I'm not very good in sports.
Okay.
I don't like sports because always I'm wearing specs too. So if I play, it'll be damaged. My father will shout. My mother.
It's okay. You know, Saurav Ganguly had specs. Anil Kumble wore specs.
Yeah, but it's like difficult for me because 3 times my specs broke and again.
Oh.
So I told my father I'd not play for it.
So you can become a chess player.
Ah.
You play chess?
Yeah.
You play chess?
Yes.
You good at it?
Yeah.
You play...
No, now only recently when I went for my vacation, I learned from my big sister.
Mm-hmm.
So, little I'm practicing from the computer and learning the tricks from the computer.
Okay. Do you know the history of chess?
No.
Who discovered chess? I mean, who invented the game?
No,
not discovered.
No.
It was made in India. You didn't know that?
No.
It was an ancient game.
Okay.
Hundreds of years ago, they used to play it in India. Because it was not called chess.
Mm.
So... I mean, you like to play indoor games then? You don't like to go out and play? You're a video game
person? I like indoor games.
Person? You play a lot of video games?
Video games. Because of video games, I'm putting spectacles.
Too much video games.
Yeah.
So, is that okay?
No, video games is... when I was small, I play video games.
Mm-hmm.
Like third standard. After that, this computer came, all the new softwares, everything and all.
So you
like
could
that,
at computers also?
Yeah.
So, you're better than your dad at computers?
No, he teaches me something. I take the information from him and I go up.
So, you're better than your mom?
Mom, she will not do anything in computer.
So, that's what, so you teach
she
her?
She always do physical work.
Mm.
So, mental work, me.
So, you like doing more mental work.
Yeah.
Do you read a lot?
Yeah.
So, what's the last book you read?
Last book, it's a comic book.
Which
Tinkle.
One? Tinkle?
Yeah.
Do you read storybooks?
Storybooks.
Storybooks?
Yeah.
Like?
Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
Mm-hmm. Who's the author of that?
Mark Twain.
Mark Twain. He's a very, very good writer.
Yeah.
Isn't he? Very good comical writer.
Yeah.
It's so surprising. You know, when he wrote those books?
Mm-hmm.
It was written when my parents were little children.
Oh, pa.
So we read it when we were children and now you're reading it when you're children. So that's the beauty of good work.
Yeah.
It lasts for so long.
Hard work.
Right.
Efforts.
But that's the thing, no? See,
yeah.
The video games which I played, you don't play now.
Yeah.
So it's already gone. So what should you do to do something which will last if you want to be a scientist, mm-hmm. you have to come up with some discovery which is going to be live forever and let's
no,
say
like
that.
No, like a health scientist. I want okay. to, you know, some people have diabetes mm-hmm. as a like disease. I want to fully cure for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's my research, one of the research.
So you want to cure diabetes?
Yeah.
Any other disease?
No, I don't know.
So you want to do something in yeah. health science which benefits people?
Yes.
Okay. So what are you going to study for that? Do you know?
No idea. Because when I be big only, I'll start thinking of that.
And if you start growing big, then you might find some other stream interesting.
Mm. If I know now only, but it'll be more easier when I be able to become up.
So do you learn any other thing? You learn any instrument? You learn music?
Yeah. Tabla, music. Keyboard I was learning, but I stopped it because some accident was there.
Mm-hmm.
So we stopped the keyboard.
Okay. Accident means?
No, while going in the car, my father crashed with some car.
Okay.
So from that, I think some problem came, so we stopped it. Okay. Tabla, I'm still going, but now I came for vacation, so such stopped.
So you're vacationing in Prashanthi Nilayam?
Yeah.
So you come? How often do you come to Prashanthi Nilayam?
Yearly once.
Yearly once. All your friends there, all your Balvikas friends come here, yearly once?
No, not all the Balvikas children. Some only.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of them.
You're one of them. So you don't come as a group, you don't perform in the mandir?
Yeah, Bharti Yatra mostly I don't come because I don't know why I don't come, but it's some problem when I have holidays. No, when I have school, Bharti Yatra will be there. So I cannot stop my school and come here. So mm-hmm. that reason I don't come often.
Okay. So you're telling me about the human values. You said, so you like truth.
Yeah. Loving.
Love. So if you lovingly tell the untruth, it's okay?
No.
Then?
You have to tell the truth in a loving way.
So truth is higher than love?
Yeah. No. I cannot say both are like same. Without truth, there is no love. Without love, there is no truth.
But that's what I'm asking. So if you have to tell a lie, if you tell it lovingly, will that do?
No, they will accept. Of course, when I say a lie lovingly, they will accept it.
So if you have to say a truth, and the truth is a little harsh, then is that okay? Because you can't be loving when you're telling a harsh truth.
No, if I say the truth, my parents will shout at me, punish me, but then after they will be like convinced. But when I say a lie, always they'll be like very upset. Very.
So has there been an occasion like that when you went and told the truth to your mother and father? Or?
No, two occasions. Like when I said the truth, it was good. When I said the
untruth. Would you like to share with us?
Okay. It was like a test paper which I got less marks.
Mm-hmm.
So when I said a lie, it was like, it was very upset for me in my mind. I have to say the truth because I was thinking so much time because it was like a very difficult task.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to my mother the lie which I said. Then she said okay. Then she convinced. After a long time she convinced.
Mm-hmm.
That was a thing.
So you first told her lie, the lie and then you...
I accepted what I did wrong. Then
on
I
your said, own you went and told that. And then you felt peaceful after that.
After so much time I felt peaceful. Before that it was like very harsh for me.
So it's a lesson that you've learned.
Yeah.
That I'm happiest when I tell the truth. So do you share this with your classmates? Do you tell them that this is what you should do?
Yeah.
And what do they do?
No, I'll say that, but I'll not advise them you have to do like this. Because it's like, I'm very big and I have to advise them.
So you don't advise them, you just tell them friendly manner. Okay, so from what you've said, the truth is greater than love.
But I cannot say both are important.
Both are important?
Yeah.
So what way is love important?
Without love, it's all the four human values are nothing. Like, nothing.
So how have you ever tried or have you consciously seen yourself saying that this is how I practice love?
Love, I am not practicing love. It automatically comes. But when I think the four values, like things, but it comes. Love is when I talk sweetly. When I have peace, love comes. When I have non-violence, love comes. Like that.
So how do you practice love with your younger brother?
Difficult question, I think. Younger brother, I be silent. Then mm-hmm. he fights with me. For simple things, he fights with me. Then I'll say him no. Then he'll start beating me. I'll start beating him.
You start beating him. So it's love has limits.
Yeah.
After some time,
yeah.
There's no love. do your parents be very strict with you?
Parents, you cannot say. Mother, father, you have to separate.
You have to separate.
Yeah.
So who's more strict with you, mother or father?
I cannot say that. Mother is sweet sometime, hard sometime. Father's always sweet.
Father's always sweet. Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
You always feel like that. Father's sweet, yeah, and mother's sweet
no,
and hot.
No, whatever I do. No, father, mostly he will not like strict. But sometimes when I do some wrong mistakes, too much mistake, mm-hmm, he will like be strict to me.
Mm-hmm. So then, let's say your mother is being strict with you. Any occasion, for what is she usually strict? And when it comes to food?
Discipline.
You eat without making fuss?
Because making what?
Without making any fuss, you eat?
No, not like that. No, that I will do. But my mother is like, after eating, there's some... down
you
some
waste food.
Yeah, waste
you
food.
Don't eat properly.
I have to take it and put it in the dustbin. When I'm putting in the dustbin and fall down, she will shout at me. So, like so that simple discipline thing.
When she's shouting at you,
yeah,
does that mean that she's not loving you?
No, not like that. She's loving me. That reason she's shouting.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. You know, being loving
but
does not mean being
it's
sweet.
Like a feeling. When she, if she says that things in a sweet manner, then I will obey. But she says in a strict manner, that reason it's like...
So you decide not to obey.
No, I decide to obey, but I'll get little anger when she shouts too much. But my father will say that my mother's policy is like MM. That means message correct, method not wrong, but it's like method little strict way. That message correct, method wrong.
So you think your mom's message is right, but method
is
wrong?
Yeah, message is always right. She will never say a wrong message
wrong
to me. Like
thing. Mm. So you... You feel you can give her a word or two advice about the method sometimes.
Yeah.
So then, how do you, if you want, you can't go and advise your mom. You can't advise your friends. There's no way you can advise your mom.
Yes.
So how will you send the message across to her then?
No, message, when she says in a strict manner, I cannot like disobey her. But I'll do that, but after some time I'll do, then she will get anger again.
So let's say you're dealing with your younger brother.
Younger brother, I'll be most times sweet with him, but sometimes I'll be harsh.
Yeah, so just like your mother. Your mother's most times sweet with you, but sometimes she's strict.
Yeah.
So maybe you should treat your younger brother the way you want your mother to treat you. So your mother will get
no, I can advise my brother, but I cannot advise my mother.
Yeah, so you can't advise.
Yeah.
So you should carry yourself the way you want your mother to treat you,
yeah,
or your teachers to treat you.
Yes.
So your mother will see and she'll know that, okay, this is how Shabri, she wants to be treated.
Yeah. She wants me to be unique, that is.
She wants you to be unique?
Yeah.
How do you be unique?
Unique means in studies, when I get like 97, 98,
mm-hmm,
so she gets, I'll say my friend only got 97, she will say, don't compare, think of yourself, don't think of herself.
You have to do your best.
Yeah.
Not... the best
so
compared
she,
to somebody
she wants
else.
Me to be unique. That reason she's saying like that.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
As you're saying, that method
but
might not
when
be...
when she says like that, it's like a little harsh for me. That.
So you'd prefer the message to be a little more...
sweeter.
Sweeter.
Yeah.
Like your Shiva madam.
Yes.
Do you remember seeing Swami?
Yeah. No, I don't remember seeing Swami. That's my only problem. When I come to the Samadhi, it's like... I have seen Swami, I don't know that only. I don't remember I see Swami. But I have seen him.
So which year was that? How old were you when you came and Swami was
2010, it was 5 years before. Six years I was.
You were six. So you don't remember?
I don't remember seeing him.
So you long for that? You feel that, oh, I should have come? And
if I be like, now, if I see Swami, I'll be so lucky. I will be so happy. But when I was small, I have seen Swami. That's the problem. I feel now, but why I didn't see Swami in, like, this age, like, I feel.
So what's the difference between feeling like that about Swami and somebody else?
It's God. No, Swami is God.
Your grandparents are around? They stay with you?
No.
Where do they live?
They live in Pudukottai in Tamil Nadu.
Okay. So what about your great-grandparents?
Great-grandparents?
Have you ever seen them?
No, never.
Do you ever feel bad you never saw them? Okay, so even if you want to see them now, there's no way you can see them.
Yes.
But with Swami, it's not like that. If you really want to see him now, you still can. Right?
Yeah.
You still can.
In my dreams, I see.
Yeah. So you still can in your dreams.
I want to see the real feeling when I want to see him real.
Yeah, that's right. Do you know that how many people see Swami even now?
Who?
Yeah, so many people. and they pray so hard and then they really yearn for it.
Yeah.
Something appears in front of them.
I'm a little boy now. How can I pray that?
Nothing like that. Why?
Sannyasi.
Nothing like that. There's nothing like a little boy, tall boy.
How can I say that? But I want to see him real.
Yeah, you can see him real. You have to believe it. You have to believe it and you have to pray to Swami.
I believe Swami. But sometimes I don't believe what my father says.
What does your father say?
No, today what happened was like my father told, yesterday he thought that the bhajans of Sai Ram, that bhajan, or Ishwaramba, Priyatanaya, that song should come. But when he sat here, the second song was Sai Ram. That song. He was very amazed. I told my father, whenever you think like that in inner, you just say me. Because I don't believe you, whatever
he says. He usually tells you after it happens,
yeah,
is
yeah.
it? And you don't believe him. So that's what, see, when you pray to Swami and when you say that, Swami, I want to see you, your first thing is, you should believe that Swami can give you that.
Yeah.
Right? Don't think that, oh, I am a small boy, I am too small. So believe that Swami can appear in front of you and give you darshan if he wills. And then pray. Definitely you will have it.
Yes, of course.
So, Sapish, it was so nice talking to you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being our guest.
Yeah, thank you for this great opportunity for talking.
Yes, thank you so much and all the very best. May you become a very big scientist one day.
Thank you very much.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Hope you enjoyed this week's program, children. And hope you learned some new things this week too.
And hope we have inspired you to read more about the religion of Islam and also start learning yogasanas.
Or if any one of you is already practicing yoga, maybe you can share with all our children friends your experience.
Oh, that will be wonderful. And I'm sure you know how to do that by now. You can mail your thoughts to listener@radiosai.org.
So, wishing all of you a happy Ramzan month. We both take your leave. We will be back with all of you next week. Sai Ram, children.
Sai Ram, children.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Yesu Pita Prabhu Tumaho.
कभी तुम आओ